The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. See, this one, Jesus is more, direct and challenging parables to the Pharisees. And we get to see really what kind of hardness of heart he is encountering, a hardness of heart that he's trying to overcome. Neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. And of course, that's also foreshadowing of Jesus's resurrection and people's being resolute in their not being willing to follow him. Here, though, we have to take this passage as a parable. It's a parable that Jesus is telling the Pharisees. And who is whom, right? Which characters relate to which people in real life? Here it has to be that the rich man is the Pharisees. This is the person with whom Jesus has an issue with, and these are the people whom Jesus is addressing this parable to. So what is it that the Pharisees have been given that they refuse to extend to others but the grace of God? So, yeah, is there a level of this about riches and poverty? Yeah, there is. So we better be pretty careful. I don't say careful. We ought to be not so careful, perhaps. We ought to be generous to a fault and not counting the cost, but giving ourselves away, and not just ourselves, our life, and what we are, but also what we have. Also what we have. Okay, so there is that level there. Jesus is talking to Pharisees, people whom he has said in this chapter, people who love money. Okay, so don't love money. That's a really big problem. Okay, but here also the grace of God, they're being stingy with the grace of God. They're preventing others. They're looking at Jesus' ministry with tax collectors and prostitutes, and they're saying, no, not them, not them. It doesn't apply to them. Okay, they're being stingy with the grace of God. Okay, our whole lives. Okay, let me go back. I'm not going back so as to take two more forward, okay? I'm just trying to take a shortcut here. What is the problem there? What is the problem? Because we're still on the surface. I've gone two layers deep, and we're still on the surface. The Pharisees are not like God. That's the problem. That's the problem. We're called to be like God. That's the great call of the Pharisees. That's the great call of Israel. That's what they're meant to experience. That's what they're meant to radiate to the world, is God, his love, his mercy, his generosity, his faithfulness, and all the rest. His kindness, his gentleness, his peacefulness, right? The whole thing. So that's the problem here. That's the heart of it, is that in all their religious observance, the Pharisees do not, in fact, embody or reflect the love of God. Okay, that's our challenge for today. Everything we do as Catholics, any kind of religious practice, any kind of religious observance, any kind of fasting, prayer, whatever it is we're doing as Catholics, is for that reason, that we share more deeply in the life of God, that we become more like God, that we radiate God and his mercy and his kindness, his generosity to all peoples. So this is the heart of the passage for us. And we're then transformed that we might share our entire life with him here and now. Here and now, we share eternal life. And as much as we share that life here and now, we ought to anticipate that we will have that share with him in the age to come.